From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors de Sabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Let's pray. Father, tonight we thank you for this wonderful opportunity to be in your presence. I pray, Lord, you speak to us, encourage us these few minutes, these few moments we have together. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. You may be seated. Psalm 23. My message is entitled, I Shall Not Want. I shall not want. Psalm 23. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, I said surely. I said surely. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Not some days, all the days. Not 2020 will not be a good year, but 2020 will be a good year. All the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I shall not want, the title of my message. But I want us to look at the psalm again. The Lord is my shepherd. Can you get all the psalm on one page, one screen? Is it possible? 1 to 6, one time? It'll be good. Endless hallelujahs. That's, oh Lord. Can you see it? Can you see? Hey, if you cannot see, be healed in your eyes in Jesus' name. I can't see, so you should be able to see. It's just a lot of words, but it's not difficult to swallow. Now, these are wisdom services, just 2 hours, very, very brief. I'm changing the day. I'm doing it from Tuesday to Saturday. So Sunday and Monday, they are out. Okay, and then the system is that every day you have to indicate whether you are coming or not, but it's just 30 people. So instead of the original idea of you choose a day you come, now just every day, those who first 30 people who register, that's it. First come, first serve. Do you get it? Because if I don't do that, some people will come Wednesday, some people come Thursday, and then Friday, you may easily not get anybody to come. But somebody might want to come. And they will be thinking, oh, because I came on Wednesday, I'm not supposed to go. I know how you all behave. Yeah. So now, the first 30 people, so if you don't feel like coming on Thursday, that's fine. You just don't clock in. All right? Then you clock in on Friday, early as possible. So the first 30 people, because we don't want to be a church that is promoting coronavirus. That we are here, we just love one another. And then we are just kissing up and hugging up. And before we realize, all of us are deading. Yeah, yesterday, you know, in Ghana, the president has declared no church, nothing, no disco, nothing for 4 weeks. So the churches are, yeah, for 4 weeks. Yeah. So a pastor went to meet with his congregation and the police went to arrest him. Yeah. So corona is not real corona. There's something behind the coronavirus. And I was just waiting for the Lord to direct me on what to do. You know, and then I was so glad yesterday morning, the Lord just pointed me to something. And then I said, yes, this is it. I said, no, every evening we can have a few people come instead of just not having meetings at all. Yeah, so this is rationing, rationing. That's right. Feed the people by groups. Amen. When Jesus was going to feed the 5,000, he told them to sit by groups. And was able to feed them by groups. You get it? That's when we are, when ushers are taking the offering, we take different sections so we can receive the offering also. So different groups, Tuesday to Saturday evening, different groups. You come, you want to be, you know, you feel, church must be something you want to have. Do you get it? Church must be, oh, you must come. No, it must be something that you, and that's why this psalm is very, very, very important. This is, it is, Psalm 23 is one of the greatest psalms. Not because, why do you think it's one of the greatest psalms? Because it's popular. Why is it popular? It's because it's great, that's why it's popular. That's why many of us can recite the psalm from 1 to 6. Some even don't know how many verses Psalm 23 has. Except that you say, Lord, my shepherd, I shall not fall. You may give me to light and grace. You finish. Yeah, I will forever. Amen. You finish. You don't even know that it's verse 1, verse 2, verse 3, verse 4, up to verse 6. Yeah, you think it's only one verse. Yeah. But the author or the writer of this psalm, King David, gives us, if we know his life a little bit, gives us a window into the essence of this psalm, the importance of this psalm, and why it has become so great a psalm. And I think tonight I want to start to make sense out of this psalm as we go along throughout the weeks until we are declared corona-free. Then we can come together in the ways we come together. I was talking to a young man today. He called me from the States. He used to be in our church. He migrated about 9 years ago. So he said he was calling to find out he's coming home in August and whether it's a good time for him to come, if I'll be around when he comes. I said, you come, even if I'm not around, at least one day, if it's high and by, it's not a bad idea. So we're talking, and he was telling me that he's really blessed by my podcast, those who upload messages. You see, that is why I don't have Facebook on my phone. That's a power. I was also very surprised to see one of these cruise ships. I was watching a documentary about cruise ships. The St. Mary's, I think it was the biggest at that time. St. Mary is a cruise ship. Oh, it's a Queen Mary, sorry, it's Queen Mary. And I was surprised how these huge ships, what controls it is a small button now. It's a small little like a stick, like a vehicle gear like that. Small. That's what controls the whole cruise ship. Yeah, the small thing, yeah, they press it like a joystick like that. That's it. Yeah, it's like a joystick. Instead of the old time when you have a big wheel, you used to do that. And then if you don't take it, that's why Titanic got stuck. Because by the time the guy was able to steer the ship away from when he saw the rock, oh, he couldn't avoid the rock. Yeah, he didn't have a joystick. He had a joystick. It's a small thing that controls the ship. And the Bible says it's also a very small thing in your mouth that controls your life. No matter how beautiful you are, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, your tongue determines the type of person you are. By what comes out of your mouth. This thing, this small thing here. Yeah. So now some of you need to probably cut it off. So you'll be free. It's a small member of our body in your mouth. You can close up your mouth and nobody will see it. Yet, it is the tongue that makes people have a certain idea about you or not, irrespective of your beauty and your handsomeness. In the same manner, I don't like Facebook on my phone because it's a small thing, but what you put on goes all over the world. So sometimes you don't have an idea what you are doing. That's why many people are tempted to post all your problems on status, and you don't know how many people are seeing what you're doing. They make it sound so simple to you, so you don't see the consequences or the effect of what you are doing. And so it's good for other things, but not your private life or your personal life. You didn't say amen. So I don't have Facebook on my. I want to open the Facebook on a big tablet so I see everything. I see who's online. I see this is just, okay, good. This is what I'm liking and this is what I'm liking. Clear. So whenever I see, when I upgrade my iOS, you see Facebook app has come on the phone and I press delete. I don't want you here on my phone. I'll look at you on my tablet as and when I feel like. So this gentleman is saying that he listens to my podcast. You see, we are here right here in Georgetown. You're in front of the computer. You're recording what I'm saying. And when I finish, you upload it with a title onto the World Wide Web, www. It's World Wide Web. You realize there's somebody somewhere who's listening to what I have been saying here. You'll be very surprised. And so he tells me that he's been enjoying the messages. But he has to confess, because when he heard the first time I said Guyanese are ignorant, he said he felt offended. I said, no problem. I understand why you'd be offended. But he said, as he continued to listen, and he quoted, he said, I remember when you told Brother Shawin when the thieves went to beat him up. He said he heard it. I said, what a shock. I tell you, so you become an international guy. Yeah. As he continued to listen, you know, he understood what I was talking about. Today I went to Gafors. I didn't want to go to the ATM and withdraw money for. I wanted to buy something at Gafors. So I went to Gafors. And when I got what I wanted, I asked them whether I can pay with my card. They say yes, but I should go to the first department and pay for it and bring the receipt. And I said, this huge Magdum complex that I've made there, you have to. So I went to the first department. I asked one lady, she said, oh, go to that lady who's, there was a lady sitting down fanning herself like that. So he said, I should go to that lady. So when I went to that lady, she said, oh no, come. She took me to some corner, there was a table there, and the point of sale system was right there. So I said, I can't believe this. The whole Gafors, one point of sale system for cards in a small corner in one of the departments. So if you want to buy something, you they have to write a cheat for you like National Hardware does. And then you go to the point of sale and pay right there. Take the receipt back to the department you bought the thing from. And they give you a bill and give you the thing you've bought. I said, Gafors, this whole place? When I say there's ignorance in this country, you don't understand what I'm saying. Are you with me? So, people are hearing what we are talking about. Are you there? So the Lord is my shepherd. I'm just trying to help you understand this psalm properly. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The first part of this psalm tells the whole story. And this story or this song, this psalm was written by, we all know that it's King David. King David was in a particular position. What did I just say? King David was in a particular position. When I say he was in a particular position, what I mean is that his understanding and his experience positioned him enough to write this psalm. Should I say it again? You see, if you have not had an experience, first-hand experience with something or somebody, you can't vividly describe the person in a certain way. You have to have... If I was going through some pictures the other day and I saw one of the pictures of the choir and I saw Daddy standing next to you here. I said, man! And I remember the hospital case, everything came into my mind when I saw him standing right there. I said, you know what? I know this man. I know him. He used to stand right there. And therefore, if I ask Sherwin to describe the man who used to stand on his left hand when you used to sing on stage, he is in a better position. That's why I use that. That's the position I'm talking about. He is in a better position to describe to me who Lennox Doris is. You will just stand aloof and say, oh, okay. Oh, I see. That is why when people do this tribute and eulogy and biography at funerals, we choose, normally you choose somebody who, it's not something we write for you. I beg you. You write it because maybe on that day you can't have yourself together. You know, you'll be a bit more shaky and you can fall. So that's why you write it. But eulogies and biographies and tributes are normally given by people who can are in a position. They are in a position to play that role or to give a tribute. So King David was not just writing something for you and I to be looking at it and be using it today or tomorrow. But he was actually talking from experience and from a certain position who the Lord is to him. And that is why he could have said, I shall not want. Many of you, your position in Christ is very shaky. You are not sure who you are following. It's true. Whenever there's a crisis, you get lost. Because you can't say the Lord. Why the Lord? Because I know who I'm talking about. You see, because you prosper, you do well based on who is actually over your life. Who manages you, who runs your life, determines how prosperous or how well you do in this life. That is why people like to work at certain places and at certain companies, because it's like automatically, if I work for this company, I will do well. If I work here in this place, I'll be rich. It's that is why we work with that mindset. Because the type of person you're dealing with ensures that every other area of your life is taken care of without worry. That is why he could even say, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow. You see, you don't know, you don't have an idea about the shadow of death. We are living even in a season of the valley of the shadow of death where you have not seen corona, but you're afraid of corona. We are in the valley of the shadow of death. When you say, you are talking about, you see, the best way to compare it, of course, is corona. But when you watch horror movies and you see that the place is dark and there's this young girl who doesn't seem to know anything, jump out of a bus and begins to walk home in this dark. And then they are playing some song as she's walking. And you know that there was some boogeyman who killed somebody there. Where did this girl is going? You even watching the movie, you are afraid for the girl who is walking. It if you could go into the TV and tell, girl, come here. And some of you are like that. When you're watching movies, you talk to the TV. I was watching something in my office last night, and there's this guy who, you know, he's supposed to be some supernatural guy fixing problems. And yeah, this girl is in his life. I said, but this guy, what's his problem? What's he doing with this girl? His friend has come to try and tell him, Chale, you are a man of God. You are called to do ministry. Why are you're not supposed to be here. Why are you following this thing here? Hey. It wasn't easy. So I was just, but you have this power. Why don't you just, you are not supposed to be in this world here. Why are you allowing a girl to make you live in this world? The guy came to call him to leave New York. Let's go back to where we used to be. Can't leave because of some short Japanese girl. But I was talking to the guy as I was watching. I was talking to him. It's like I saw the guy as somebody who has a calling and is wasting his calling. And not focusing on his calling and his ministry. So, Corona. Lady Pastor was telling me, I think it was this Sunday. She called and she told me, oh, they say the East Coast is a very dangerous place. So I was saying to myself, and so what? It's the valley of the shadow of death. So then I was asking her, should I go and announce in the church that nobody should go to the East Coast? Why are they trying to? And you don't know that sometimes you can even become an agent of some of these fears without, you know, something happens. Yes, it is very dangerous because nobody knows how many people this person has come into contact with. It is all of that create a certain around the virus. And that is what is happening now, that we have to practice social distancing. I was telling her in the house that maybe now you have to sleep in a room and I have to sleep somewhere else. Because when you go to your office and you come, I don't know what you are bringing in the house. Social distancing. Joshua is somewhere. You are somewhere. Me too, I'm somewhere. Self-isolation. let's wait for Corona to pass before we come back and sleep on the same bed. Then I saw an article today that she sent me. You're talking about watches and rings. When you're washing your hands, the watches and rings are not good to have them on when you're watching. Hey, so now they want us to be taking off our rings. Hey! You see where it's going? Of course, I understand that, you know, when you have that's called a wrist watch. They said your wrist is part of your hand. So when you're washing your hands, there shouldn't be anything here because, of course, under the watch, you know. And then, as I continue with this, okay, a simple wedding band is okay, but any fancy jewelry is not safe. So I said, praise the Lord. That's why Lysol is finished in the supermarket. That's why Dettol and all these things. You see, there's a word they use for, they call it brouhaha. Brouhaha. It's like there's something surrounding something that you are not even sure about, but it has had an effect on you. That is what you call the valley where the shadow of death is. You have not seen death, but it's like as you're walking through the valley, it's like you are likely to die. There's something around here that can easily kill you. He said that David said, even though, it's because sometimes it's better to die than to suffer and die. Many people prefer that, you know, when it's time, let me die. I don't want to be lying down with Pampers. And I'm calling Joshua. Joshua, come, take off the Pampers. And then he turning his face and, Mama, I'm going for church. I'm going to dance practice and I come and take off Pampers. Then I say, hey, you telling me you're going to dance practice? Who created the church for you to go and do dance practice? He said. Yeah, so it's like, you know what? Let me just work. When my work is done, when I finish my race and I fight a good fight, then let me just go. Rather than going through all the things that people go through, it's like it's even more stressful. David said, because of some 23 and verse 1. He said, the Lord. So what I wanted to try to do tonight, which I don't think I'll be able to do that, I'll continue tomorrow, is the Lord.
the Lord. You and I need to have a certain experience and revelation and knowledge firsthand about who is your shepherd. You see, if you cannot dissect and select 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then the Lord, and then analyze who should I submit myself to, you'll be confused in this world. You will submit yourself to things that do not need to have power and control over you. That is the reason why many people have submitted to men, submitted to women, submitted to jobs, submitted to money, because the Lord, to them, the Lord is nothing compared to a man. He's nothing compared to a job. He's nothing compared to a business. Because before you can say, he is my shepherd, I am sheep, he said, hi, and I obey, you have to know who you are dealing with. Do you know how many stars we have in the universe? I think trillions and billions, trillions of billions. 100 billion, you know the song? Yeah. You can Google it. How many stars are in the universe? It's trillion billions. Every single one of them is bigger than this planet we live on. The closest star, if we go on that, if you were to take one of the major telescopes around and go to the closest star, which is about, I think, 3.5 light years away, you will not see the Earth from that star. The Earth is so small. How many stars are in the universe? 1 billion trillion. Do you know what 1 billion trillion is? I don't know how to count that. 1 billion trillion stars in the universe. And every star is bigger than the Earth. Who made them all? Who put them there? Hey, he's better than your boyfriend, I tell you. Please, I love you, but I have to tell you. He's better than your fella. Meanwhile, you are with your girlfriend in the room and you are talking about me. Yeah, you have to put sanitizer there and all of that. Yeah, Lysol. Wipes. Rubbing alcohol. Major, are you here? Yeah, yeah, okay. Wow, beautiful. The Lord. I want to try and take you through that journey, but we will continue tomorrow. Who the Lord is. And if you can comfortably say from today, because of this Lord, I am his shepherd. I am his sheep. That now sets you on the course of the psalm. Because he can't make you lie down if you don't see him in a certain way. And David was talking about Jehovah God that he knew. You see, David knew where he came from. He himself was a shepherd and was also the son of a shepherd. Jesse was a shepherd who handed over his sheep to David to take care of. So he himself was naturally a shepherd. New sheep, and then also realize how God Almighty was to him in his lifetime. If you can't see that capital L-O-R-D, let me tell you, you will not be able to say, I shall not want. Because the Lord that you say you have submitted to, he's so poor. He can't take care of you.
You want to do your hair? You got to stand by St. George's Cathedral so that you can do your hair. So this Lord is some Lord. Well, you say, you're Lord? It's a Lord? What do you mean by Lord? Guys, work hard for me, money. What is a church? It's God. God. It's God. He said, you go to church, stay like, God going to feed you? That's a stupid person speaking. That person has no revelation and experience about the Lord that you have been frequenting, whose house you have been frequenting every day. And that's why they are questioning, the church going to give you money? That is the difference between how people see the Lord. And it is how you see him, that's what makes you submit to him. So that's why when you see people and church and God in different ways, it is all levels of revelation or experience. Because many of you women will not choose a man who can't take care of you. Totally. He can't take care of you. He wants to be your Lord. Bible says Sarah submitted herself to Abraham and called him Lord. So why should I make somebody Mr. over my life? I become a Mrs. of a Mr. Who cannot? Cannot take care of me. You see, and if you walk in such a lifestyle for a long time, you don't even respect God. You don't even see what God can do for you. God is greater than your boyfriend. God is greater than your husband. God is greater than your job. God is greater than your boss man.
So to be able to say, I shall not want, you have to know who your Lord is that you have submitted yourself to. That is why no matter where people migrate to, America, Canada, it is not the end of their problems. So, America cannot be a Lord. It's a fake picture and image of a place where when you enter, your issues are resolved. It's not true. It is only when the one who put 1 trillion billion stars in the universe, he's your Lord. That is when you shall not want. And with this picture, as we go on this journey, then you also even realize that this coronavirus, this election, it's nothing. It's no news. If people say headline news, kaicho news, you will not be in a rush to go and look for news what is happening. Because it is, when you compare that to who you submit to, it is nothing. The news you want is to know what is happening in the kingdom of God. What the Lord is saying, what he's talking to me about, what he wants me to do. That is latest news.
The time has come where we should go back to the old time religion where those who used to live, they didn't really concern themselves about anything going on in this world.
They were so detached. I mean, I tell you, when I was going to school, the students who were Christians, they were so detached from the world. Their shoes were out of date. Their pants were out of date. They don't do their hair. The ladies don't do their hair. The same black people, krulu thing, hair on their head. The hair, woman, you see that thing hard on her hair. Pepper seed. You know why? They said, I'm a Christian. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. I don't need all this is worldly things. I have a pastor, when I got saved, the church I used to go, you can't come to the church with a lipstick. Yeah. He called it Jezebel. Jezebel.
Lipstick. Look. You see one of the Jezebels right here in the front seat. If he was to come, he would tell me, why are you letting her sit there? Jezebel, she should go out of the church.
Lipstick?
There's a particular lady who used to come with lipstick and pants. Hey! I don't know why the lady used to come to church every week also. Because the pastor would preach against it.
No. You see, in a certain sense, it helps. Because all this, do a little bit of lipstick and do a little bit, has actually gone overboard. Yeah. I spoil the church.
Oh, so I'm a Christian, so I shouldn't put on the best. God is the one who holds the best. But your best is not the best that God is. The best, what you call the best, it's not God's best. It's what you think is best. Hey, there was this, my roommate, he was an SU guy. His shoe was big. I mean, the shoe itself, we were always concerned if he when he's walking, how is he able to walk? White shoe, big. The front part had a big mouth like that. And I have a class with a friend who, he was little, he was very tiny. He used to tease this guy bad. And because he was a Christian, you know, he doesn't respond to any tease. If you say he's a stupid, you stupid, he doesn't see anything. He will not respond. He's a guy who, I was sharing a room with him, just two people in the room. And I gave my bed to my best friend to bring his girlfriend inside. So I gave my keys to my best friend. He went to bring his girlfriend into the room. He was there. And this my Christian, I don't know why I went to share a room with this my Christian. He came, opened the door. This my friend was on the bed with his girlfriend. He also opened and went to the room. The room is like here. From here, like the stage. From here to the end. So my bed is here, his bed is here. We had some table with our things, and everything else was under our bed. Our bed was raised, and everything was boxed, books, bags, everything. Chop box, trunk. My friend opened the room, saw this, my friend and the girl on the bed. He didn't say anything. He just came, took off his shoes, and he came to also lie down on his bed. The way my friend got vexed, he had to release the girl, let the girl go, because I think he was now about to, he came to me and said, that boy is a stupid boy. He's just a stupid Christian boy. The guy has come from prayer meeting. He has come to his room. He took off his shoes. He just didn't take off his clothes. He took off his shoes. He just went to lie down on his bed. Reading his Bible. Hey, my other friend, he froze. We have to go back to them days. Yeah, when you see pornography, it won't do anything to you. Because you is a Christian. The Lord is your shepherd. And when you see anything, whoosh. There is nothing bigger than the experiences we go through. And so the experiences get the best of us. When there is someone called the Lord, who is so mighty, who is so great, that the effect of him on our life should not make us submit or succumb to anything else. The girls don't plait their hair. Don't perm their hair. No earrings. Is it jewelry? No. You see how the Israelites to make jewelry, a golden calf out of jewelry? No, jewelry is wrong. There's a denomination in Africa, Deeper Life, they don't wear jewelry. Even Adventists, they don't wear jewelry. Because of the golden calf that Aaron made. Some people don't watch TV. They do all kinds of things. Because the Lord is so mighty in their life that TV doesn't make any sense. But you and I, we sit down. We got friends on TV. There are some people on TV, they are our friends. Once we see them on TV, we have to sit down and listen to them. Stand to your feet, please. Continue tomorrow. Oh, Yes, Lord. Lift up your hands. Let's thank God for tonight. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Behold the Lamb. Thank God. Oh, la bosheke brende bekeria basatara baba. Yes. If you know the Lord, if you know the Lord, if you know the Lord, if you have experienced the Lord, if the Lord, if you know the Lord, if He is Lord, He is Lord because He's above, He's over, He's in control, He is in dominion. If this is the revelation you have of the Lord, then you lift up your hands, you lift up your voice. Nothing else matters. 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 Because the Lord, that Lord, the Lord, the Lord God, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Almighty is your God, is your master. Likabase kebrendere, makatabaraba kebrendere, makatabarabalo kebre kerebe setelebe, rikamala masatala makerebe, mararala sitabarabalaba, lekebre setemerebe, rakatabaraba kabrababa. The Lord God, the Lord Almighty, the poor apostle, he said, "Who are you, Lord?" When he fell down on the road to Damascus, the question he asked when he heard the voice is, "Who art thou, O Lord?" Makata. He is Lord. Is He your Lord tonight? Is He your God? Does He matter than everything in your life? Does He matter than anybody in your life? Is the Lord I'm talking about tonight? Is the Lord's presence that we are in tonight? Mama maso tolo bolobo. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. Beginning to the end, it'll always be, it'll always be you, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. This world will do. Father, tonight, thank you for the revelation and the continuous revelation you have brought close to us about the Lord. Even the word Lord is used because you are above everything. It is someone in authority above, over, in charge, who is referred to as Lord. And that's why, to even make it clear, we say you are the Lord of all lords. I pray, the Lord, even as we go through this greater psalm, just as King David saw you and experienced you, and your church will see you in that same light and experience you in that same light also. Thank you for speaking to us tonight. You are blessed because we came. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.